WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Thursday marks a deadline set by the Trump administration last month for federal agencies to submit plans for widespread workforce reductions and reorganization. Blowback from Europe after the latest escalation in President Trump's trade war.
After Trump imposed those sweeping 25% tariffs on aluminum and steel imports, the European Union retaliating with tariffs on up to $28 billion of U.S. goods. Trump making it clear this isn't over, vowing to respond in kind with sweeping retaliatory tariffs early next month.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The government inching closer to a shutdown after Senate Democrats announced they will not support the House-passed funding bill. Democrats' biggest beef with the bill, cuts to spending across the federal government, especially health care. SpaceX Wednesday scrubbing the launch of a new mission to return two astronauts who've been stuck on the International Space Station for nearly 10 months. Hydraulic problems. They're going to try again on Friday. This is ABC News. A major move for Spirit Airlines.
It's been a rough couple of years for Spirit Airlines. A failed JetBlue merger and then bankruptcy. Spirit has dealt with changing customer demands and has tried to position itself more like a mainline airline, now announcing it has officially emerged out of bankruptcy. Many experts were skeptical it would be able to emerge as a standalone company without joining another airline. Spirit says it cut $795 million in debt and is coming out a streamlined airline. Alex Stone, ABC News.
St. Louis could lose control of its police force. Missouri lawmakers have passed a bill that would grant the Republican governor the power to appoint four voting members to a new St. Louis police board, which would manage the department. Mount Spur, a volcano near Alaska's largest city, could erupt in the coming weeks. That, according to scientists who point to recent overflows and elevated volcanic gas emissions. Most recent eruptions for Mount Spur were 1922. 1953, and also over 5,000 years ago. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who was hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday, 72-64, to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky, upper 20s in the overnight as our winds will be light. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs in the upper 50s, close to 60 degrees. Some shower chances coming our way by Thursday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 28.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is the Tom Hartman
Welcome
Program.
To the third hour of our program. Came as a surprise to me, says Susan Collins, a Republican in the United States Senate. We're talking about the continuing resolution, the funding bill that just passed the House of Representatives yesterday that is now gone to the Senate. They have until Friday. If they can't fund the government by Friday, it starts shutting down. As I mentioned in the first hour of the program, this bill is not a clean continuing resolution. It's not simply, oh yeah, just keep doing what we're doing. It is, it contains huge cuts to government functions. So it's actually, you know, new legislation along with, you know, continued funding. And one of the big cuts is to the city of Washington, D.C., which gets its budget from Congress. It's federal territory. And, you know, it's because it's not a state yet. So Rand Paul has already said that he won't vote for it because he just doesn't like continuing resolutions, and anything he can do to get his name in the media, he'll do. But now Roger Wicker, the Republican from Mississippi, just came out and said just a few minutes ago, I'm not going to vote for this thing. Ron Johnson, the wackadoodle Republican from Wisconsin, he said, most likely I will not vote for it. Susan Collins said, that was not a provision that was in the Senate bill or anything we advocated for. It came as a surprise to me and explains why the mayor called me. Her home state newspaper, the Bangor Daily News, reports that the bill, the House bill may result in huge state budget cuts to Maine. Quote, U.S. Senators Susan Collins and Angus King have led their Capitol Hill peers in obtaining earmarks worth hundreds of millions of dollars for Maine projects, but they would not be included in a bill that would avert a government shutdown. So, and in fact, oddly, the Democratic congressman from Maine, Jared Golden, was the only Democrat to vote for this thing, this monstrosity that probably the Republicans now, you know, and Mark Warner says, you know, this is going to be tough. He says, purely mean-spirited hit at the district. It's outrageous. So keep an eye on this. We may be looking at a government shutdown. Meanwhile, from Canada to Europe, a movement to boycott American goods is spreading. You know, what impact is this going to have on the United States? Well, you know, clearly, if American companies are selling a lot of their products overseas, and many of them do, I mean, 30% of all world trade, almost a third of all world trade is between the United States and Europe. And if that slows down substantially, you're going to see layoffs in the United States, which, you know, ties in with this whole recession theme that, you know, I keep telling you, Donald Trump and Elon Musk want a recession so that they can buy stock on the cheap and make themselves richer than they ever have been. And I think, frankly, they're running a pump and dump scheme. But, you know, I have no proof of that, but it sure looks that way. But here, this is an article by Peter Beaumont in The Guardian today. It's titled, I Feel Utter Anger, From Canada to Europe, A Movement to Boycott U.S. Goods is Spreading. And he starts out writing about Christian Tetzlaff, who is a famous German violinist, classical violinist, who just this week canceled a tour of the United States. He said there seems to be a quietness or a denial about what's going on. He's talking about Trump. He says, I feel utter anger. I cannot go on with this feeling inside. I just cannot go and play a tour of beautiful concerts. And it turns out that these boycotts are happening all over the place. I mean, not just the Tesla boycott. That's getting a lot of press, of course. You've seen in some European countries, Tesla sales are down by more than half. But in Canada now, there's a slew of apps. The three big ones are Buy Beaver, Maple Scan, and Is This Canadian? These are smartphone apps where you scan the QR code on a product in a supermarket or a store, and it will tell you whether it was made in Canada or not. So if you're Canadian, you can avoid buying American-made goods. The number of Canadians who normally visit the United States via road trips in the month of February dropped 23% year over year. In Sweden, about 40,000 users have joined a Facebook group calling for a boycott of U.S. companies. And here's the little irony. One of the things they're calling for is a boycott of Facebook because it's an American company. But 40,000 people have joined that Swedish Facebook group. In Denmark, there's widespread anger about Trump's threat because, of course, Denmark controls Greenland. And in Greenland, the largest grocery company, which is called the Saline Group, has said that they're going to mark all European-made goods with a star so that consumers can choose them over products made in the United States. Norway's largest oil bunkering operation, which used to sell oil to refuel American military boats, ships, has announced that it's going to boycott that. It's no longer supplying oil, diesel fuel, to American ships. In the United Kingdom, there's this thing. Zoe Gardner is the organizer of the Stop Trump Coalition. It's seen a lot of interest on TikTok. All over TikTok, people are angry, angry, angry. The EU announced this morning retaliatory tariffs on U.S. industrial and farm products. The EU measure will cover goods in the United States worth around $28 billion, and not just steel and aluminum, by the way, which is what we tariffed, but also textiles, home appliances, and agricultural goods, motorcycles, bourbon, peanut butter, and jeans. Why? Because those are things that are made in red states. They're going after red states right now. These guys are no dummies. This is a quote from this article by the Associated Press, Lauren Cook and David McHugh. Quote, EU officials have made clear that the tariffs, taxes on imports, are aimed at products made in Republican-held states, such as beef and poultry from Kansas and Nebraska, and wood products from Alabama and Georgia. So, you know, here we are, right? $1.5 trillion in trade, 30% of global trade between the U.S. and the EU. And this time, the action is taking two steps. The first, on April 1st, they're putting into place what they're calling rebalancing measures. They're basically reciprocal tariffs. And then on April 13th come the additional $19.6 billion in tariffs on U.S. exports. Markos Sefcovic is the EU trade minister. He traveled to Washington last month and tried to work things out. And after he got back home, back in Europe, I'm not sure what country he's a citizen of, he met with Howard Lutnick, you know, our commerce secretary. He said on Wednesday it became clear that during his trip that, quote, the EU is not the problem. He said, I argued to avoid the unnecessary burden of measures and countermeasures, but you need a partner for that. You need both hands to clap. Yeah, you think? So how long is this going to last? How's this going to play out? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But in Greenland, they just had an election, and they just elected. In fact, it surprised them. The who won? It was a center right pro business. It's called the Democratic Party, DemoKraatit Party, Democratic Party, which wants gradual independence from Denmark. They won 30% of the vote. And the number one thing that they have to pitch is, we hate Donald Trump. That's basically, and because, seceding from Denmark is actually very popular in Greenland. Keep in mind, there's only 52,000 people in Greenland. This is a little country population-wise. They have a huge landmass, but it's a little tiny group of people. And they would like to have independence. They'd like to run their own government. So, but they, you know, the major party, the Democratic Party that just won, doesn't want to have anything to do with Trump. The problem is they didn't get enough of the vote to control Parliament. So they're going to have to form a coalition government. And the number two party is the Nalarak Party, which won a quarter of the vote. 30% went to the Democratic Party. The Nalarak Party actually likes Donald Trump. Now, they haven't gone so far as to say that they want to become, you know, a U.S. territory or the 51st state or anything, but they want, you know, because we have a military base there. We spend money in Denmark. We help their economy. And this party wants more of that. So it's going to be real interesting when these two guys get together. This is the leader of Jens Frederik Nielsen, who is the Democratic Party leader there, the guy who won, basically. He told NBC News that, quote, "This is a clear message to Trump that we are not for sale. We don't want to be Americans. We don't want to be Danes either. We want to be Greenlanders. And we want our own independence in the future. And we want to build our country by ourselves, not with his help, with Trump." So we'll see how this plays out. But another one of those notes of, boy, do we live in interesting times. It's 16 minutes past the hour. That's it for me with regard to news for the day. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break, and we can continue the various conversations we've been having. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already, people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already, farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
The king walks tall, crown shining bright. One dares stand and fight. The light turns green, he moves ahead, while the ones who swore to stop him turn and bow instead. Is tyranny getting a green light? Are we just watching as the dark takes the night? When silence is louder than a battle cry, tell me, are we letting freedom die?
22 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Patrick in Seaside, California. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Wow, 52,000 people. I think there's almost triple that here in the Monterey Peninsula.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it's like I said, population-wise, a very small country.
I've been thinking about a number of things, but I was keen off of you saying, you know, that Trump's an asset. I've been resisting that for 9 years, but that's what I've been saying for the last couple of weeks. I mean, like, what else could explain what they're doing, destroying from the inside every branch, well, not every branch, every department, every agency of government, like intentionally destroying everything. Yeah. They're, you know, people asking the rhetorical question, what's their end game? Their end game is to turn us into one giant Mogadishu run by an evangelical version of the Manson family.
I don't think that you're being hyperbolic, Patrick. I agree with you. Did you see the latest today? Social Security Administration is talking about shutting down their telephone helplines. 10,000 baby boomers retire every day, and many of them call Social Security to say, hey, what do I do? How do I do it? I don't know what to do. I'm not, you know, internet savvy. They want to shut down the phone lines because they just laid off 7,000 people at the Social Security Administration. I mean, they want to make us hate Social Security, so we'll go along with them turning it over to the big banks.
Well, if they cut or abolish or get rid of Social Security, I have two dear friends, musician friends, who will be homeless because they live on that. Two things that I was thinking about. Main thing I was like, yeah, like I said, was keying off of you saying, you know, Trump and Musk are Putin assets. And the other thing I was thinking was just as I'm on hold, wondering to myself, if they have the military shoot a bunch of people at a protest, will the public shut down? And I kind of think no. then you'll see more people out in the streets because people are pissed in this country. Everyone's pissed. Yeah. And, oh, by the way, speaking of pissed, I am hereby in front of you, God, and all of the listeners and viewers of the Tom Hartman Show, volunteering my services as your Luther personal anger translator if I'd be needed.
Okay.
But
hopefully I don't.
Because, I mean, because the reason I say that is because I would, like, you could be saying something like the Luther and Obama thing, and I could be saying something, you know, an angrier version of what you're saying on a more reasonable, rational tone. The thing I wanted to ask you was, I've seen this online, and they seem to be progressive sources, but I'm not hearing it on MSNBC, and I'm not seeing it on Ross Story, Alternate, Common Dreams. This, and I don't know if it's going back to his first term or it's now currently, some high former official in the KGB saying that they recruited Trump in 87. They recruited him, they groomed him, and he's... Why is that not making it onto MSNBC and Common Dreams and Alternate? Get corroboration?
It has been on Common Dreams and Alternate and Raw Story. Krasnov was the code name that they gave Trump. You can search, you know, on Krasnov and you'll find that. I think that the mainstream media has stayed away from it because it's just a single source. It's one guy, and typically you want more than two sources to verify a story. And that's a pretty explosive story. And, you know, CBS
is
in the middle of
this. Is he alive? Can he be tracked down and interviewed?
In fact, there was, I think it might have been in The Guardian yesterday or the day before, there was an article about how he has come out and made another public statement. This Muscovov or whatever his name is, forgive me, I don't recall the name of the Russian former agent, but he's alive, he's around, this is a story that, you know, goes way back. Craig Unger actually wrote a book called Compromat, American Compromat.
I have that. I haven't read it yet. I just got that.
Oh, well, that's got the whole thing laid out in it. I mean, this is not new news. What is new about it is that somebody has come out and verified what was said back in the 80s.
Now that they've, and I wasn't shocked at all that MSNBC fired Joy Reid, but I'd like to see O'Donnell, Chris Hayes, or Rachel have this guy on.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would be fascinating. And at the very least, I'd like them to play that clip from my senator, here in Oregon, just coming right out and saying, is Donald Trump an asset? So, a Russian asset. We'll be right back. 27 minutes past the hour. Patrick, thank you for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing, and it's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their $1 million triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access your own personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use my promo code TOM250, T-H-O-M-250, or click on the link in the description. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM250, to get the protection and peace of mind you deserve.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Thursday marks a deadline set by the Trump administration last month for federal agencies to submit plans for widespread workforce reductions and reorganization. Blowback from Europe after the latest escalation in President Trump's trade war.
After Trump imposed those sweeping 25% tariffs on aluminum and steel imports, the European Union retaliating with tariffs on up to $28 billion of U.S. goods. Trump making it clear this isn't over, vowing to respond in kind with sweeping retaliatory tariffs early next month.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The government inching closer to a shutdown after Senate Democrats announced they will not support the House-passed funding bill. Democrats' biggest beef with the bill, cuts to spending across the federal government, especially health care. SpaceX Wednesday scrubbing the launch of a new mission to return two astronauts who've been stuck on the International Space Station for nearly 10 months. Hydraulic problems, they're going to try again on Friday. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Dolly Parton told Oprah Winfrey that she thought she would be a great mother. Parton elaborated, saying she and her recently deceased husband, Carl Thomas Dean, ultimately decided not to have kids because Parton wanted the freedom to pursue her career and be a mother to all children. That is so Dolly Parton. Parton said at one point they even had a name picked out if they had a girl, but decided against it. I'm guessing it was Dolly Jr.? Billy Joel is putting his health before his tour. The 75-year-old music icon has wisely chosen to postpone working the road so he can rehab after a recent medical procedure. Joel's camp says he will take 4 months away from performing to get his health back. Joel expects to make a full recovery and will resume his tour in Pittsburgh on July 5th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday 72-64 to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky, upper 20s in the overnight as our winds will be light. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs in the upper 50s, close to 60 degrees. Some shower chances coming our way by Thursday, highs in the mid-60s, currently 26 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Producer Jess P.S. here. Next time, Dom's back with Earl Ingram as co-host to discuss the ever-expanding campaign for Supreme Court of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
A real human being with questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs for a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. And start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman.
A parliament set ablaze. Leaders seize the fear and flame. Democracy's final days. Will history repeat once more? A crisis as the key. A salute here, a purge begun.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Larry in Syosset, New York. Or Syosset, New York. Excuse me. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Perfect. Syosset, yes. Okay. I have two quick things to go over. One, I also read the book, Crash of 2016, mm-hmm. and I don't think you have to rewrite it. Just change the cover.
Okay.
You know? And that's well, all. And make it 2025.
Yeah. There's a lot of Reagan history in that book, you know. I mean, it's not just about economics, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true. The other thing I wanted to go over is something you mentioned earlier when you said that the Republicans are going to primary challenge these people who vote against Trump, and they're going to flood the district with millions and millions of dollars. Yeah. Well, I just want to let you know that something like that happened here in New York about 4 decades ago, maybe more, when at that time the Lieutenant Governor Cuomo was running for governor, and a low-level politician but very wealthy man ran against him. He wasn't a billionaire, but he was worth a few hundred million, and he poured $10-12 million into the campaign, a very huge sum at that point. Mm-hmm. And Cuomo had a beautiful slogan. Experience money can't buy. He won the election.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's going to be a bellwether for us, what's going to tell us an awful lot about how, you know, whether or not big money can still swing elections in the United States is going to be the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Musk has already put $6 million into that thing.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And we'll see how that works.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, you got to push in something like that. You're going to push your experience because the Republicans can't put primary challengers who have a tremendous amount of experience all over the place.
Yeah.
Because if they could, they'd already be elected.
Yeah.
So they pick these low-level people who can't do anything.
No, I get it. And, going into the 2024 election, it was all about, you know, are you loyal to Trump? And, you know, we all think Trump is going to make America great again, quack, quack, quack. Now that people are seeing that Trump is not only not making America great again, but he's deconstructing America, apparently on behalf of Vladimir Putin, I suspect that, you know, he may not lose a lot of Republicans, but he couldn't have gotten elected without the independents, you know, the one-third, more than a third of Americans who are independents. And I suspect, I haven't seen any good polling on this recently, but I suspect that he is losing them left and right. Larry, thanks for the call. Spot on. Barbara in Kennesaw, Georgia, my old stomping grounds. Hey, Barbara, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. The reason I'm calling, I have sort of given up on the Democratic Party, I'm sorry to say. But the reason is because it seems like the corporatists are just in charge. And dear Bernie, he's been doing all he can. And I know that third parties are hard to come by, but, you know, other countries have done that. Think of Bolsonaro.
Yeah, other countries, though, don't have first. The other countries that have multiple parties have parliamentary systems, yeah, and they don't have first past the post winner take all elections. We are stuck with two parties. Yeah, there's no way around that. So, Barbara, what are you going to do about it? You're upset with the Democrats. What are you going to do about it?
Start now. We won't get anywhere because Bolsonaro was thrown out, and it started from the very lowly person in the country, you know, that started the whole ball rolling.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it was Duterte who was just arrested yesterday. You know, sometimes the mighty fall. I suspect that Trump has insulated himself here, but don't give up on the Democrats, Barbara. It's much better to get inside and fix them. Barbara, I've got to move along. Thank you for the call. Don in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hey, Don, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to mention, you know, you talked a little bit about the boycotts against Tesla. Mm. Tesla, his political activities have cost Elon Musk over $100 billion.
Yeah, theoretically.
His stock has fallen in half. Sales, in some places, sales have fallen almost 80%.
Yeah.
You know, like for the month of February, in Germany it was 76.1%, and in Australia it was 71.9% down.
Well,
And
Don, if I can just interrupt you for a second, that's just the first shoe dropping. The second shoe, the big shoe that's going to drop, is when Wall Street realizes that Tesla stock is like, you know, it's trading at something like 90 times the price-earnings ratio, whereas, you know, all the other car manufacturers are trading at 4 times, 5 times, 6 times. Even Apple and Google are trading at like 12, 15 times, but it's trading at like 90 times. And forgive me if I'm describing this wrong. I'm not a finance guy, but the point is that the reason Tesla stock was so huge, was so inflated, was that it was viewed not as a car company stock, but as a tech stock. And the tech stocks were, you know, there was this tech bubble in 2000. Well, we've got another one, you know, that seems to be tied to AI. And I think that at some point, Wall Street's going to look at this and say, you know, this really isn't a tech stock. It shouldn't be. And even the other tech stocks aren't valued that high. There's no way this thing should be valued at 90 times P.E. And it's going to come back down to earth. It's going to start reflecting the actual underlying value of the assets that Tesla owns and the ability to manufacture and sell cars and possibly, you know, solar systems.
Yeah, well, you know, the electric car, I mean, Tesla, of which Musk is not really, he's not this genius, you know, who does everything. He bought a struggling little electric car company called Tesla and hired the people to keep running the thing. And, you know, Tesla figured prominently in the early development of the electric car. But BYD in China is analogous to the Model T in the U.S., during Henry Ford's time. It's a cheap, reliable, worldwide. I mean, when they first started selling those BYDs, $11,000.
Yeah, for a car that's pretty much the same thing as a Tesla Model Y.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so, you know, that's why he's protected with 100% tariff.
Yeah.
And that, of course, hurts people. I mean, I grew up in Detroit, and, you know, I mean, most people don't realize there's been a 25% tariff on pickup trucks since 1971 or 72. Nixon put it on,
mm-hmm,
quietly.
Mm-hmm.
And that forced the Japanese to produce their pickup trucks in the U.S. Toyota has a gigantic pickup truck factory near San Antonio now.
Yep.
And Tesla's biggest factory is in Austin, Texas, which is, you never can, you know, making cars in Austin, Texas? That's not, but that's where it is. It's a 10 million square foot factory.
Yeah.
So, you know, the other thing is that, you know, this guy Ford up there in Ontario,
yeah,
there
Doug
was
Ford.
Two brothers. One was the mayor of Toronto, and they were both right wingers. These aren't good guys. I mean, you know, they might do something that's, you know, good.
Well, Doug Ford is kind of he's like a Republican, you know. I mean, I don't want to say moderate right winger, but he's not a crazy right winger. His brother was just basically a drunk and a drug addict. But,
okay, and his brother was the one who was the mayor of Toronto.
As I recall,
right?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, that was a decade ago or more. Did his brother die from his abusing his body?
I don't really know. But what I was going to say is that,
he's
certainly out of
politics. Yeah.
If Ontario was to take the 4.5 million barrels of oil that they sell daily to the U.S. and sell it to China and cut off the electricity, the northeastern U.S. would be in chaos.
Yeah, well, it would just be
wildly
more expensive, yes, the electricity.
Oh, right. Well, prices would go crazy because that's the way things happen. And, you know, if you can't supply your own electricity, we're losing. We have slipped from being a developed country to a third world country with a big military and,
We're heading in that direction.
Areas.
Trump is turning us into Russia. I mean, Russia is like a gas station with atomic bombs. Don, thank you for the call. 44, almost 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the place where smart people get their news. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
They built their empire brick by greed, while working hands met every need. The rules were bent, the truth ignored. The wealthy few now own the board. Musk and Bezos, their fortunes soar, while families struggle, wanting more. Congress trades on secret ties, oligarchs rise as freedom dies. 2025, the year of American oligarchy, where wealth reigns and power runs free. The dream they sold has turned to dust. For the rich, the system's just. Will we rise or fade away? As democracy slips day by day.
10 minutes before the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Chris in Champaign, Illinois. Hey, Chris, what's up? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. At the risk of belaboring this particular subject, some other people spoke about it before I got on the air, but I think it's worth talking more and more about, and that is I believe that Trump is an agent of Russia.
Yeah, this is why I was so excited when Jeff Merkley, my senator, the other day, asked two different Trump nominees for cabinet or for high positions if Trump was a Russian agent. And they were both like kind of sputtering and refusing to answer the question, essentially.
Well, I think they found their useful idiot in Trump.
Yep.
I mean, going back decades ago, there's plenty of information that's available. It might be spotty as to how relevant some of it is or accurate, but there's plenty of evidence that Trump intervened to help Putin intervened to help Trump when he was in financial difficulty.
Oh, in the 90s. And both of his sons have come out and said it. Both Eric and Don Jr. Have said back during the 90s when no American banks would lend to us, we got plenty of money from Russia.
Right. Right. And so, I think we have to continue to beat on this so that people will pay attention to it.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the only thing I think that, well, there's plenty of things we can do to help ourselves, but educating yourself as to the facts regarding this. I mean, this is big. This is bad.
No,
in so many ways.
I'm with you, Chris. I completely agree. Yeah, you're welcome. And cui bono, the Latin phrase. Who benefits? You look at the things that Trump is doing. You look at the things Musk is doing, whether it's domestic or foreign policy. And in both cases, the principal beneficiary of his actions are number one, Vladimir Putin, and number two, the billionaire class in America. And everybody else gets screwed. Chris, thank you. Denise in Seattle. Hey, Denise, what's on your mind today?
So I just wanted to talk more about the Social Security. Mm-hmm. And I think that what he's going to do is probably, people are fired up. So people are going to get out and protest on things that are happening now. He'll invoke martial law and then... he starts taking Social Security, then people will be scared to protest about it because he will make an example of people from previous things. That's just my opinion.
I think you're right. I think that's what he'll try to do.
People don't get fired up yet.
Yeah.
Until they start taking their money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's all going to break loose.
Yep. I think you're right, Denise. And these cuts to Social Security, I mean, we always thought this was the third rail. It's crazy what they're doing right now and what they appear to be getting away with again, you know, there hasn't been an election in a while, so we really don't know how this is going to play out with the electorate. And it's going to be, you know, two more years, a little short of two more years, before we can really find out. But it's grim stuff. Denise, thank you. Mike in Bremerton, Washington. Hey, Mike, what's up? Mike? Michael in San Francisco. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I don't know if we have a gauge yet on how many Democratic senators are planning to vote to increase the debt ceiling. And basically,
so far we know of one, John Fetterman.
Okay. But there's a lot of other ones that are on the fence, and they're not going to say to the they need eight. Okay?
I know. Well, there's three Republicans who have come out and said they won't vote for it.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, Roger Wicker, Susan Collins, and Rand Paul.
And they're not just, you know, doing the dance they do.
Well, it might be a song and dance. I mean, you know, we've got until Friday. So there's, you know, two more days.
Okay, well, let's see if they don't do what they usually do, which is Trump will say something about them,
and then they'll
immediately change their... Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's the normal course of events when a Republican voices some common sense and some actual, you know, backbone. He comes out and says something really horrible about them.
Right, and then it terrifies them, and they roll over. We'll see. We'll see, Michael. I suspect you're right. I'm fairly cynical about the GOP these days and anything that has to do with Trump, but yeah. Thank you. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, you had the last minute and a half here on the program. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I was wondering maybe Mr. Hitler can comment on this tomorrow, but there was an article in Vestia quoting the chief of the Ukrainian Air Force saying the F-16s we in Holland and Denmark provided were 1980s productions and haven't been upgraded with the latest avionics and weapon systems, therefore can't go up against the latest Russian fighters such as the Sukhoi 35 and hadn't turned out to be the game changers they were originally expected.
Oh, no. I'm saddened to hear that, George.
Yeah, same here, I'll tell you. Yeah, they're saying they were basically...
So we're basically dumping our surplus equipment on them. This is like back in the 50s and 60s.
Year-old fighters.
Yeah, this is like when you could buy a surplus, World War II surplus Jeep for $50 through the mail, you know?
Exactly, right.
So they're just dumping this stuff. Oh, that's terrible. Well, George, thank you. I always appreciate you bringing information to the program. Thank you for your call. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk again. We're hitting the top of the hour. It's the end of the program for today. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It does require all of us. Indivisible.org, 5050.one, FIFTY.ONE are the two great organizing sites for protests across America. And, of course, show up at your local Democratic Party. Tag your it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver. And at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS. New Year.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, we'll be joined by Chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, to talk about the people versus Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what?
That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Hacker. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Wednesday that Senate Democrats will not provide the votes to pass the House-approved deal to fund the government. If a deal isn't struck, the government will shut down on Friday at midnight. President Trump threatening Russia, warning Russia could face devastating penalties if it doesn't agree to the ceasefire in Ukraine. The Kremlin says it's looking over the ceasefire agreement that Washington and Kyiv negotiated. Multiple arrests in Southern California over FEMA applications for relief funds following the deadly wildfires in January. U.S. Attorney Joseph McNally saying that the cases involve fraudulent claims for residences that were not damaged.
The false claims resulted in badly needed disaster relief being diverted to individuals that were not entitled to relief.
The all clear has been given at Loma Linda University Hospital in San Bernardino County, California, where earlier there was a report of a possible armed suspect. That incident now appearing to be a swatting call. This is ABC News.